News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel continuing its ground incursion into Lebanon and continuing airstrikes in Gaza while vowing retaliation on Iran for Tuesday's missile barrage. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says they're trying to help Americans in Lebanon who want to evacuate.
We keep trying to do both lines of effort. Identify seats on existing commercial flights, and then to the extent there is demand, and we do expect there will be demand, at least for the next several days, and then we'll monitor as we go forward. We do expect to organize additional flights out of Beirut.
They weren't arrested at the time, but federal authorities are now charging five Chinese nationals with lying and trying to cover up their tracks more than a year after they were confronted near Michigan's Camp Grayling, where thousands of National Guard personnel had gathered for summer drills. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled that betting on the outcome of November's congressional elections can, for now, continue. This is ABC News. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Explosives reported on the wildfire last year on the Hawaiian island of Maui that killed 102 people. Investigators say it erupted from an earlier brush fire sparked by power lines that firefighters believe they had extinguished. ATF Special Agent in Charge Jonathan Blaze.
Because of an undetected smoldering event or rekindling, the fire reignited in the afternoon, causing extreme devastation.
The report does not address liability. The CIA is telling people in North Korea, Iran, and China how to provide tips without getting caught.
The CIA this week has posted tips in Mandarin, Farsi, and Korean on several leading internet platforms, giving advice to potential informants. The tips include using a private browser and virtual private network to evade government surveillance and internet restrictions. The CIA posted similar instructions in Russian 2 years ago.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I got to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is holding on to a 4-point lead over Donald Trump in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette Law School poll. She leads 52% to 48% with both registered and likely voters. The margin of error is 4.4%. In the U.S. Senate race, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points, also with registered and likely voters alike. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking people not to burn leaves and brush this week. Brittany Merlot explains why.
There's an increased chance of fire danger this week due to the dry weather, gusty winds, and dry vegetation, all ahead of a strong cold front. Burning brush and leaf piles is the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers face elimination tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today in Game 2 of the best-of-3 wildcard round. Yesterday, the Mets defeated the Brewers 8-4, retiring the final 17 batters to take the win. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers will need to respond today after not being able to put anything together late in yesterday's game.
This team has responded in all those. Remember, the Dodgers beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. The Yankees beat the daylights out of us twice. We responded. I think we'll respond.
First pitch is after 6:30 p.m. If the Brewers win, they'll play a decisive Game 3 tomorrow evening. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday after losing last weekend to the Minnesota Vikings. Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks announced their 2024 training camp roster on Monday. Camp begins tomorrow for the Bucks. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. If you're having to step outside here in the overnight, cool temperatures, especially by dawn, we'll see readings in the lower 40s thanks to clear skies and light southwest winds. For your Thursday, sunny to mostly sunny skies, highs in the middle 70s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me in studio. The fallout from the Jack Smith filing continues, plus Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabba.
I actually like to dash, then dine. I take my food, run to the car, get the hell out of Dodge, run like a thief in the night while I'm stuffing my face with hamburgers. Hello, Wisconsin. How are we doing tonight, everybody? Great to have you here with me on Nightlight tonight. A Wednesday edition. Conrad, this is the middle of the week. We are between, for you, I'm trying to rehash the last few days of your life. You went to a game that you really enjoyed, a little frustrating, but it was a fun game to be at.
Yeah.
What do you have to look forward to? We're in the middle of the week.
I'm happy that I'm starting an appeal with my sunburn, so it's not going to last that much longer.
Do you tan?
Just in my legs. It's weird. Every other place, I get super burnt.
Oh, wow.
And then return to the original color.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
Can't say I have. No.
I've been nude on a beach, but it was not a nude beach. It was a problem. Yeah, I'm like that too. If I get sunburnt, like if I work at it, I'll get like a bronze, but I don't really tan, and it's not worth it because the first one I'm like burnt to a crisp and it's terrible. And it's weird that you got that like in late September.
Well, it was weird because like I looked at the UV index, and you know, you go outside and it's a little windy, and then you get into the stadium and just the sun's beating right on you.
Yeah.
And there's no wind whatsoever, so you're just burning.
Do you actually check the sun's rays before you go out?
Sometimes
that's really smart. I don't think I've ever done that.
I was going to the game and I checked it and it was like, oh, I could probably get sunburn with this. And then I forgot the sunscreen. So,
oh man,
I got to the game and I was like, well, all right, here we are.
But you had like, there's gotta be people around you that had sunscreen.
Yeah. My relatives did. I don't think I didn't ask, I guess, but
do they tan?
You know, honestly, they might. I don't know, actually.
It's weird. I've got, like, mostly Irish blood and skin, and half my family will tan, and the other half don't.
My dad gets sunburnt, and my mom doesn't.
That's how my mom is, like, black Irish. She's got the dark skin.
Yeah.
And my dad has, like, fluorescent white. But it looks cool because he's got, like, white hair, and I like that look. But, man, yeah, his skin, he's got to put sunblock on. He wears it in the winter, even. He doesn't mess around. Which is what I probably should be doing too. All right, enough crazy skin talk. Wherever you are, folks, I hope you're getting an evenly balanced tan or you're using sunblock because that's important. And that's what we'd like to do here at Nightlight is give you helpful information to further your day-to-day lives. Great to have you with me tonight. I have a really fun show tonight. Two of my comedy idols are here. Steve and Leo are going to join the show at 6:35. They were a comedy team in Chicago. They left about a year after I started doing stand-up. I had the privilege of working with them right before they moved to L.A. and went on to write films such as The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming. They've had a tremendous... run writers, and they are really funny guys. They don't do stand-up anymore together, but they were sort of the king of the crop in Chicago when it came to stand-up. They were those comics that other comics love to watch, and they will be here at 6:35. Thrilled to have them on the show. And then at 7:35, our old friend Abby Novak joins us. Right, Conrad? Is Abby's going to be here?
Yes, she is, and she's going to be on the stream, too.
She's going to be in the stream, yeah. So we'll get to see Abby, and we'll get to see her enthusiasm for all things Appleton. She is the president of downtown Appleton.
The marketing director, I believe, and yeah.
I call her El Presidente. She's the unmitigated leader. She's fun, and Appleton always has something going on. It's a very vibrant town, and Abby will be here to tell us about what's happening this weekend. Always fun to talk to Abby. And it is, Conrad, I just want to say, before we go any further, you're very well put together today. You got a bounce in your step.
Yeah.
And you have a great attitude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything you want to say to me on this special day?
I like your shirt.
Oh, God. It's National Compliment Day, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I was going. I gave Conrad a selfless compliment about his overall being, and he likes my shirt. So
it's a nice color.
I think I wore this 2 days ago. I got to start mixing it up. I got like 19 shirts, and I wear like three of them. But it is National Compliment Day today, which is good. I like positive days of the year. So our question tonight, it's more of a statement. It's not an order. It's a request. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. Give me a random compliment about someone famous. I'll start. Keanu Reeves. I love this guy. Generous, selfless, and just a really good human being by all accounts. He talks to people. He takes time out of his day. And that doesn't make him a hero. It just makes him not a Hollywood elite actor or celebrity, not even Hollywood. Most well-known people oftentimes want nothing to do with the general public. But Keanu Reeves, he's very different that way. There's been like viral video of him talking on the subway to people. He gives tons of money away. So my random compliment about someone famous, I'll direct it to Keanu Reeves. He's a very generous person. And that's a good compliment. That's high praise. Do you have someone, Conrad, you want to compliment?
Oh, well.
Start us off here.
I got to go back to an old favorite of mine, Kate McKinnon.
Wow.
I love your comedy. It makes me laugh every single time I hear any of your sketches, any of your movies, anything. You're just really funny. And I appreciate that.
Great compliment. You haven't talked about Kate in quite a while.
Yeah, I miss her on SNL. You know, I was watching the SNL 50 and was like, you know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. She played a great Hillary Clinton in 2016. I laughed so hard. I mean, she's just great. She plays all of them. All of her characters are hilarious. She's very talented. She was funny in Barbie. So that's Conrad's comedy crush. And it's a good one. Yeah, those are great compliments. So let us know what your random compliment is and who it's directed to. And you know what? It doesn't even have to be a celebrity. It could be someone in your own life. Let's say something positive about someone tonight. Give a compliment on National Compliment Day to someone that you feel deserves it in your life. And you can do that at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can compliment... You can compliment us on the stream, or you can message us on the stream. Conrad, where can people watch the radio?
Of course. Yeah, we're on WGBW and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Facebook, YouTube, we're under Civic Media, or WGBW, and on X or Twitter or Elon Musk app.
Whatever that is.
The Civic, we're under X. Civic Media and WGBW.
It's also National Name Your Car Day. This sounds lame on the surface. Like, I feel like people that name their car, it's kind of strange. Then I realize, oh, I've done that with like my last four cars.
Yep.
So we have a big old Land Cruiser. It's about 20 years old. The thing is a champ. It's my favorite all-time car. I bought it used about 15 years ago. And my kids started calling it Frank the Tank. It's a big gas guzzler, but it's great in the snow. The director, David Mamet, used to own it. I thought that was cool. I thought that would rub off on me writing-wise. Didn't really, but it's a great car. So I call that Frank the Tank. And then we had a little hybrid, a silver hybrid that my daughter started calling Sterling, Sterling Silver. And my parents had a car. They had a Ford, God, it was the little hybrid, C-Max, and they called it Ruby. So it's fun to nickname cars. Do you have a nickname? You got a Ruby car. You got a red car, Conrad.
I actually haven't named that car, but I did have one for my Pontiac Torrent. Oh, I don't know why.
Wow, what do you name? A Pontiac Torrent sounds like it should have a name like Phil.
What's funny is that was the name.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Yeah.
That is brilliant.
Don't know. I was talking with one of my friends, and we just gave like each other's names, and he said Phil.
That is unbelievable.
And I said Phyllis.
Pay dirt, baby. And you, wow, that's, how's Phil been running lately? I think Phil needs an oil change.
I think, wow, that's been almost 6 years since I had that car, I think, somewhere on there.
Okay.
So whoever has it now.
Who's got Phil?
I don't know.
Phil has new parents. It is Sting's birthday today. He's 73. One of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion. I love The Police. I love his solo stuff. 73, still looks great. Sting once bragged that he could have sex for 12 hours. It's called like tantric sex. And some people, what are your first, what's your takeaway from that, Conrad? If you heard a guy could do that, what's your first thought?
I don't know.
Mine was, why?
I guess.
Who's got 12 hours?
I mean.
I guess if you're rich and successful.
Yeah.
And you're out to prove something.
Why not, right?
Right. I mean, I can only go 7 hours, but whatever.
If you got 12 hours, use them, you know?
You got 12 hours. In fact, you know what? I stand corrected. I can't think of a better way to spend 12 hours. So good for Sting. He is 73 right now. He might need some help with that. But a great artist, great songwriter, really good singer, and a pretty good actor, too. He's had a pretty good film career. And we'll hear from Sting a little later. He's not going to be on the show. But we're going to play some Sting music and maybe some Police. We'll get to that a little bit later. And I saw this today. I thought this was interesting. The inventor, the guy who invented washing your hands and made it common practice with soap, was called scientifically unsound. It was confined to an insane asylum.
When was it?
Oh, like in the 1800s, I can't think of a better contribution to society.
Yeah.
And they locked him up.
Wow.
That's crazy. Like, even if you didn't like it or if the guy was cocky or arrogant, why would you lock him up?
You just don't need to wash him, I guess, back then.
I guess not. I saw a sign about 3 years ago. I was driving somewhere in 43 and I pulled off the road. Got gas, went into the restroom, and the sign said, employees should wash hands before returning to work. I'm like, nope.
Well, I'm leaving.
Must. Yeah. Not should. I get that you want to encourage that behavior, but all right, that's our question tonight, or our request. Give us a random compliment about someone famous or someone in your life. We've opened it up. It's all about positivity tonight, folks. Say something nice about someone who you think deserves it. All right. That's our question. Let us know. Steve and Leo, the famous comedy team, are here at 6:35, the writers of the Santa Claus and Space Jam. That'll be a fun chat. You won't want to miss that. Coming up next, more fun stuff on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it comes as no surprise to me with another guy. Here comes my baby.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 65,000 farms contribute over $104 billion annually to our state's economy and over 435,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 11th annual Celebrate Agriculture Game on October 5th against Purdue. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, Wisconsin Corn, Compeer Financial, FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans, and Wisconsin Pork Association. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture Game possible. We'll be right back.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia. Your biggest part of me. With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Matt and Air on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches, it's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking, what's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first, the Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
I cannot think of better October sound than that. Hey, folks, every Friday night here on Nightlight, moving forward in the month of October, we have a feature called Freaky Friday. As you know, Fridays here at Nightlight are bar band Friday nights with Terry Barr. She brings great music. That's every week at 7:35. In the first hour, we're going to do some ghost and spooky talk every Friday up until Halloween. It's called Freaky Friday, and this Friday will be the first. So tune in for that. That'll be fun. Here's a weird thing. You know, my hometown newspaper, the Marinette Eagle Herald, did an article on Nightlight, and they featured me in the article, and I talked to them. I told them all about the show. I mentioned Conrad. They spelled it with a C.
Nice.
I mean, what can I do? It was he was recording me. If I was and I didn't pronounce if I had pronounced it more K-ish, he probably would have got that. But
I don't know how you do that. But I appreciate that.
Well, Conrad is with a C is like Conrad. Conrad with a K is like Conrad.
You know, I'm going to use that now. That.
I think you should. But I posted the article and I said, I'll take some hometown publicity or whatever, something harmless. And Facebook pulled the article because they said I was trying to profit off of it. What? They're such jerks. It's like, and they're like, do you want to fight this? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm not going to go to court, but yeah, I click the box. It's so stupid. It's like, you know, I'm trying to like this writer, Dan Kikowski, took time out of his day, interviewed me, wrote a nice article. I post it on Facebook so that I can help promote the show and help promote Dan's work, and Facebook takes it down. What the H? I got problems with that.
No, you got to fight Mark now.
I would. I would get in a ring, and I'll tell you what, I would destroy him.
Don't you dare take down my article.
That's the motivation. That would be my Michael Jordan-type motivation in the back of my head. Take down my Nightlight article, and I would demolish him. You know, maybe we could just do an arm wrestle. I don't know. I don't want to hurt anybody. Drake checks in on the text line, and he says, maybe it's the beer talking. Maybe it's the beer talking, Marge. But you got a butt on you that just won't quit. Drake has texted the show before. He always has good. He's got very pungent, I'll say, texts. They're always impactful. I like what he says. Pungent's probably not the right word. They don't smell, but they're very meaningful. That's a great one. Thank you, Drake. And that's our question tonight. Give us a random compliment of someone. It could be a famous person, someone in your life. Let's spread the wealth here and be generous and say some nice things about people. So that's what we've got. And Stephen Leo will be here at 6:35, a comedy team from Chicago that I looked up to when I started doing stand-up comedy. They went on to write The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and both, you know, and I don't want to be like one of those people that says, oh, they're good guys in a bad business. I've met a lot of great people throughout my adult life that were comedians, writers, actors, whatever. There's a lot of great people in show business. And there's some jerks too. Diddy. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
You ever go to one of those parties?
Can't say I have.
Yeah, steer clear. but Steve and Leo are great guys. And they may have stopped in at a Sean Combs party at one point, but I'm sure they turned around and walked out the second they saw Funny Business. So they will be here at 6:35. We've got, this is interesting. I saw this today. Todd Michaels sent this out. The first self-made female millionaire in the U.S. was black. Her name was Madam C.J. Walker, and she died in 1919, shortly after becoming a millionaire, selling beauty and hair products specifically designed for black women. Like, well, how do you never hear of her?
She definitely had a great business if you're a millionaire with it during that time.
In 1919, yeah. That's insane. And this is the first I've ever heard of her.
Yeah, me too.
All right, so let's do this. We've got a couple things I want to get to before the news. So let's hear. Steve and Leo were great at, they would take these old bits and kind of turn them on their ear. So the Who's on First bit, Abbott and Costello, they kind of did their own take on it. And they would just go with a bit. Even if the audience was staring at them, they would keep going. And that's what made them so brilliant. And this is their version of the bit, Who's on First.
Well, Leo, it's baseball time again.
I know, Steve. I'm a big fan.
Oh, so am I. You know, my favorite team of all time was the 69 Cubs, but I can never remember the names of the players.
Oh, that's easy. Let's see. You had Santo on third, Beckert was on second, Banks on first.
That's what I'm trying to find out, the first baseman's name.
Banks.
The guy playing first.
Banks.
The man on first base.
Banks.
Look, all I'm trying to find out is Banks on second?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckert's on first.
Beckert's on second.
Ron Santo.
Oh, he's on third.
How do we end up on third?
Well, you said the man's name.
If I said the man's name, did I say Banks is on third?
Banks is on first.
I'm not asking you if Beckert's on first.
Beckert's on second.
Ron Santo, third base.
So, it's funny. That's just a straight audio clip. When I was listening to it, I'm like, you know what? There's no audience. But then I'm like, well, maybe there was an audience. They were just staring at them because I've seen them absolutely crush and annihilate a room. And then I've seen people that just like did not get them at all. And in both cases, it's a thing of beauty. You know what tonight reminds me of, Conrad? It's a little cold outside.
Oh, yeah.
Not as many people going next door for gelato. Let's hear it. Fall gelato. Weird, Mike. I'm not the kind of like to give myself a compliment, but my voice kind of sounds sort of velvety there at the end.
Those were real tears, by the way.
Those were real tears. And do you realize, all right, it's early October. Before we have summer gelato again, we're looking at 8 months?
I think it's supposed to get warm out again pretty soon, I believe.
Pretty soon, really. I wonder what winter gelato is going to be like. That's what I want to. This is going to be nobody over there.
That will be just you crying the whole time.
Just be the dude that works in there doing a Rubik's Cube for 8 months. All right, we'll do that. Steve and Leo are coming up next at 6:35. Abby Novak is here, ladies and gentlemen, at 7:35 to tell us everything we need to know about what's happening in Appleton this coming weekend. So that's it. And get in on our question or our request. Share some love. Give a compliment to someone famous or someone in your life. That's our pay it forward thing tonight. All right, this is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. Israel continuing its ground incursion into Lebanon and continuing airstrikes in Gaza while vowing retaliation on Iran for Tuesday's missile barrage. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says they're trying to help Americans in Lebanon who want to evacuate.
We keep trying to do both lines of effort. Identify seats on existing commercial flights, and then to the extent there is demand, and we do expect there will be demand at least for the next several days, and then we'll monitor as we go forward. We do expect to organize additional flights out of Beirut.
They weren't arrested at the time, but federal authorities are now charging five Chinese nationals with lying and trying to cover up their tracks more than a year after they were confronted near Michigan's Camp Grayling, where thousands of National Guard personnel had gathered for summer drills. The Washington, D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled that betting on the outcome of November's congressional elections can, for now, continue. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris is set to campaign in Ripon Thursday. It's her fifth visit to Wisconsin since becoming the Democratic nominee for president in July. Meanwhile, Donald Trump plans to campaign in the area this weekend. An event is scheduled Sunday in Juneau. Wisconsin union leaders say clean energy projects can provide workers with badly needed jobs. Mike Mohn reports.
New findings from the Climate Jobs National Resource Center list 82 Wisconsin projects tied to the clean energy transition in the pipeline that could qualify for tax incentives and key labor standards under the Inflation Reduction Act. These labor standards for IRA projects also call for apprenticeships so new hires can learn on the job. I'm Mike Mohn.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show Reacher has never been devoid of girl power, but a new spinoff will take it to the next level. Prime Video is developing a new series. It will star Maria Sten, who plays Frances Neagley, opposite Reacher. In a recent interview, Sten said the show will still be very Reacher, with snappy dialogue and lots of action, but it will be its own show. Reacher, based on the books by Lee Child, is one of Amazon's most popular shows domestically and worldwide. A release date has not been set. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will not be invited onto Saturday Night Live before the November 5th presidential election. SNL creator Lorne Michaels told The Hollywood Reporter that due to equal time provisions, it gets too complicated, and he would have to invite every candidate on, even minor candidates who are only on the ballot in two or three states. I guess for the time being, we are stuck with impersonators James Austin Johnson as Trump and Maya Rudolph playing Harris. My personal favorite, Jim Gaffigan as Tim Walz. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, sunny, 70. And then on Saturday, a little return to summer with sunshine at a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, all about election security, what happens to ballots after you cast your vote. Hour number two, Alexander Vindman, should be fascinating. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
coming back. Oh, man. It is, I got to tell you, Conrad, for a Wednesday night, your voice sounds great tonight.
Thank you. And you know, for a Wednesday night, I like your shirt.
You just said you can't even.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You just used that compliment that's right. That's 10 right. minutes ago. You can't think of another one?
God. I like how your hair looks tonight.
Too
how about
late.
That?
Now you ruined it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome back to Nightlight. Abby Novak will be here at 7:35. She's going to fill us in on everything happening in Appleton. You're going to want to know about it. It's Sip, Shop, and Crochet. No. Needlepoint.
Stroll.
Stroll. Ship, Shop, and Stroll. That's a lot of activity.
Ship?
For one day. Yeah. A lot of merchant marines in Appleton. All right. I'm very excited, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest... this is the first time on Nightlight. They are the writers of the film Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, and I think they wrote Birth of a Nation. I'll have to double-check that. And they are a dynamic comedy duo, Steve Rednick and Leo Benvenuti, or Steve and Leo, join me now on Nightlight. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you? How you doing?
Oh, my God, Steve, look at your hair. That looks awesome.
What the?
I love it.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave all my hair. I should have warned you. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
No, it's not that. It's not a warning situation. It looks fantastic. And
look at what I'm wearing here, boys. Huh? Come on.
You should have warned me about that. Are you a Sox fan or a Cub fan, Steve?
Oh, I'm a Sox fan. Always was, always will be. And say what you will, we are the best of the worst, my friend.
Yeah.
Go ahead. In the modern era, think of a worse team.
Can't think of it.
I'll wait. Go ahead.
Conrad, let's go to the Google. Find a worse team than the White Sox. Stat, if you can.
I don't think so. You're going to have a hard
could
time
finding
could have been
one of the Oakland A's.
Not in the modern, not before 1900. You can't go before 1900.
Okay.
From 1900 on, the modern era.
You're going to put a qualifier right. on it. All right.
Yeah, okay.
How are you guys?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to have both of you on the show at the same time. Yes. Leo has been on the show several times and always asked me not to have Steve on when he's on, but it's nice that you guys obviously figured things out. Look.
Pete, I told you, he's very sensitive.
Come on, you can't teach that to the kids, an actual walk-off virtually.
Okay.
Where you stand up and walk off the stage.
And it's National Compliment Day, and I was just kidding around, obviously, but it's great to have you guys here. For the listeners, I just want to say these guys are total comics. Like, when I was starting out, they were already established. They were the guys that all the other comics used to love to go to the club when Steve and Leo were playing there and watch them do comedy. And I think you remember this because I brought it up over the years, but I worked at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg with you guys right before you moved to LA.
Yeah.
And I was like on cloud nine. I was so worried about like looking not cool, but being funny and all that. And you guys would come up every night on stage and I would introduce you and both of you would say, thanks so much. Is it Pete? It's Pete, right? Is it Pete? And I'm like, the first night, I'm like, okay, they don't really know me. But by like Saturday night, I'm like, oh my God, it's Pete. Yes.
No, we just thought it was funny. That's all.
It's hilarious.
I think for those of you listening who don't know the lingo, when he says a comic's comic, it means the audiences didn't get us a lot.
Most of our laughter came from the back of the room where the comics were.
We played to the back of the room and
that's
loved
it.
It.
I begged you
yeah,
to
we
differ.
Love that.
I've it's seen fine. You guys crush. And I've seen you audiences just kind of stare at you like, where's Carrot Top?
Yeah. Leo will tell you, sometimes staring at us in disbelief.
Yeah. We would always we'd have a line in there. It's like, you know, I know you didn't think that's funny, but that's just for us. We'll come around to you eventually. Don't worry.
We'll do two or three for you, one for us, two or three for you, one for us.
And you guys had reached a point in Chicago where that week the club manager at the time was Nancy Nape, and she comes up to you guys and she goes, and you guys want to do, it was like a Wednesday night. And she goes, and nice. You guys do, you know, 45 to close? And Steve goes, get real. She goes, okay, 40. I'm like, who would just cave like that? Other than to, like, I couldn't get away with that, you know, opening the show.
That was a great room. We had three improv nights and a new talent night. We combined them. Three different nights in Chicago, three different clubs. The Schaumburg Funny Bone, Who's on First?
Who's on First?
And,
yeah.
What was the other one? The Roxy. That was a cool club.
The Roxy, yeah.
That was a great club. And yeah, we got to meet so many new talents coming up, and also then some great future improvisers. You know, Second City, and went on to big times. Bob Odenkirk.
New talents, Leo. You say new talents. They're in their 60s now.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, these kids. It's where these we met, you know, Tim Kavanaugh, the youngsters out there, the Emo Phillips, the kids out there with their comedy and their
funny. It was a great, great adventure just to meet a lot of these people. A lot of them funnier. You wouldn't believe how funny they were. And they just sort of like moved on and, you know, went into advertising or just dropped it. That's all. But it was just a it was a way to make a living back then. Nowadays, I don't know how the people are doing. Steve's walking off again. What did you say, Pete? What did you say?
I just,
Steve, your hair got longer just when you got up. Wait a minute.
Okay, no, I got the alert.
It's called HIMS. Have you seen this product?
Okay, I'm good now.
Steve, have you been using HIMS? Have you seen that commercial?
What are HIMS?
I have no idea. They put it on their head and it says it's for ED, it's for hair growth, it's for
I use a lot of ED on my hair growth. That's what I use. A lot of people.
You're not using it right, Steve.
I don't know if I could say this, but I actually haven't had a hard on in years. But I figured I didn't want them to go to waste. So I crush them up. I use them in my hair. So try that, guys.
If your hair sticks straight up for more than 4 hours, though, you should call your physician.
Call a doctor.
It's just a precaution.
Call your barber. You call your barber.
You got what I loved when you guys, and I remember this the first time. I don't know if you guys remember this. Schomburg had that thing. It said the sign was right behind the stage. It said Funny Bone. And then there was like a drop. And then you could go stand under there. So it was only the back of your legs visible from like the knees down. And Leo went and stood back there. And Steve says, Leo is going to vote. We just see the back of Leo's legs. Well, it's just like the most inane thing, but it was like one thing after another. It was so great. Do you guys miss performing? Are you fine with letting it be in the past?
I'm kind of fine. It was fun. It was a blast. I couldn't see doing it today. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We just talked about our act, and we used to be pretty clean, you know, in comedy club standards. But we're looking at our act like, we can't do that. That's crossing the line.
Yeah, can't do that. That'll cancel us in 2 seconds.
Right. So, I don't know if we can do what we were doing back then. We were considered pretty clean.
Absolutely. Did you guys ever work Wisconsin?
Yeah, sure.
Man, where did you work here? Yeah, Milwaukee was a great great company.
Milwaukee, we did Madison a few times up there.
You know, it was a great little
club. Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful
also,
Green Lake.
We used to love working there because the club, it was just a guy who had a scrap metal place, but he loved comedy, and he opened up a little comedy club, but he also said, you've got to come up here to golf. And
oh, the guy on Green Lake. Yeah, we would go up Green Lake, Wisconsin. Beautiful golfing up there.
It was like carved out of a forest preserve.
Lasonia.
Is that what it's called?
That's Lasonia. I just remember it.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? And it was a beautiful, you know, it was cut out of a forest. So a lot of times, you know, Steve and I weren't the greatest golfers, but you'd hit a shot and it's shanking off, and all of a sudden you'd hear it hit a tree. And then it would jump back onto the fairway. And we're like, that happened so much.
So he owned the club and he wanted you to play golf with him?
Well, no.
It was like a summer vacation for us. Like, it was like being on a cruise ship, but you're in Wisconsin. So we could go golfing. We could go walking. You know, it was fun. It was a great little gig.
We also did a bunch of colleges. For a while there, you know, they would book us at colleges. So we did almost all of Illinois, Indiana, and a lot of ones in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there was a one.
Did you ever work Yoder's Room in Traverse City? There's a guy, Jack, and his wife owned it, and they were about 80 years old. He had the worst hairpiece ever and really thick glasses. And there was one night in particular, and it was a Yoder gig, so they gave you a grade. When you were done with the week, they would give you a grade. So
that's nice.
I was working there with Pardo. I was the middle act. And the woman comes up to me, and she's socially very weird. And she comes up to me and she goes, "We need cream." I go, what? She goes, we need cream. We're out of cream. I'm like, okay. She goes, will you go buy cream? So Jimmy's on stage. I'm done. I run and I get cream. I bring it back. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing ever. So I get my grade back from Yoder like on Thursday. They gave me a C. I'm like, come on. I'm like, I went and got cream. Awful.
Oh, well, that just tells you, Pete, that you probably would have gotten a D if you hadn't
if I hadn't gotten the cream.
Yeah, right.
Right. And people's drinks would have sucked.
Well, there have been so many of those hell gigs, we used to call them. Plus, Steve and I were a comedy team. So even though we were headliners, you know, we got the pay of a middle. So in order to save money, we drove everywhere, which, you know, what do we do? I ran out of talking to Steve. You know, I ran out of things to talk to Steve about the first 10 minutes we met. So we were in a car for 10 hours. And what did we do? We just wrote bits. That's great.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. My guests are Steve Rudnick and Leo Benvenuti, Steve and Leo, as they were known in stand-up comedy. Great comedy team, writers of The Santa Claus, Space Jam, Kicking and Screaming, very prolific writers. How did you guys start doing, when you got together as a duo, as a stand-up duo, how did that happen?
Steve was a little older than me, so he used to babysit me.
No, that's not even true. Come on.
Go back to your room and write some more.
Cut your hair, hippie. That's what everyone's thinking right now.
Yeah. You can put it in my ponytail if you want.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Steve, like, did that start during COVID and then you just let it go?
It was long, and then COVID hit. And then after a year of no, and it got down to kind of this length, I said, well, I'm 72 years old. Let's see how long you can go. You know,
all right.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That was the first time I ever had a mustache. Just a mustache without a beard was COVID. Yeah. My son and I both grew one. And then somehow every time someone needs like a promotional picture or something, that's the one they find. I'm like, I look like Randolph Mantooth or something with the mustache, you know. I don't even know if he had a mustache, but yeah. How did you guys get together? So Steve's older than you.
Here's the short condensed version. Okay. Is we started a big improv group. I don't know if you even remember Exit Laughing. There was like five of us. We were an improv group.
But we met at a Players Workshop at Second City.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was Players Workshop. It was associated with Second City, but it really wasn't independent. Okay.
But and then, long story short, they weren't good. We were better. Okay, so I get it.
Jeez, Steve.
What do you think the three of them are listening to? What is WGBW? What's the word that comes out of that?
Green Bay.
Booga booga. Yeah, it's Green Bay.
The big Green Bay. What?
That's where we broadcast on, though. But we're on statewide. So if those three people live in southern Wisconsin or the burbs, they might get us.
But Leo, honestly, they would have had to known that the two of us were better than them.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. Well, here's the thing. I think they were getting angry because Steve and I were the only ones who were writing things.
Yeah.
We'd come in with material and then it just seemed all of a sudden one was married, the other one wasn't, the other one wanted to. I don't know what happened. But we're the only ones curious.
It's actually a good story because I get a call one Saturday afternoon from the Mill Run Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Gulfville. And they say, hey, do you know how we could get in touch with John Lebowski, who was the other guy in our group? Because he used to do stand up by himself and he would open for some of the bigger acts over at Mill Run and they couldn't find him. And he said, do you know where he is? And I said, well, I happen to know he's at a wedding tonight. That's why we're not working this weekend. And they said, oh, geez, because we have Barbara Mandrell's performing and we need an opening act. Do you do stand up? And I never did stand up. I said, of course I do. Yes, I do stand up. Can you do 20 minutes? I said, yeah, I could easily do 20
minutes. Very bold and courageous of you, by the way.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. You know, so they hang up and I book the gig. And then I call Leo immediately. I said, Leo, what are you doing? She said, Joy and I were going out to dinner. I said, well, let's go and open up for Barbara Mandrell.
And that was our first time officially together.
So the first thing we do, we go in and we meet Barbara Mandrell's manager, which is
Steve,
her father.
Hold on. Yeah. Let me stop you right there. We got to do something or we're going to get cut off. We'll do a quick break and we'll pick it up with Barbara Mandrell. Steve and Leo are here, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Daniel from Menasha says, text here for Stephen Leo, love their writing on Kicking and Screaming. I call people juice box at least once a week.
That's hysterical. I love that. That's great.
And then Steady Eddie, one of our regulars here who is moved on. He does not call himself Steadfast Edward anymore. Steady Eddie says, Pete, before Mr. Cub, Ernie Banks was on first. He played shortstop. Banks was replaced at short in 1961 by Hall of Famer. I don't give a darn. Okay. Steady Eddie giving it to the guys. All right. And Steve, by the way, Conrad did some research. He's great with the Google. And he says that the White Sox, Chicago White Sox, make unwanted history by recording the most losses in a single modern MLB season.
Yeah. I'm saying you're the best of the worst, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I will never question you again.
Why would I be bragging about how bad we are if I didn't mean it?
I know. Even in our losses, we're happy. We're proud.
I got to tell you, this is, we'll get back to Byron Vandrell, but I was at the, I was at the Wednesday night Sox game with Tim Cavanaugh and his wife.
Yeah, and I went. I saw that on Facebook.
And we were there Wednesday night, and it was a pretty full crowd. And it was because they had 120 losses, and if they lost, then they would break the record. So I think a lot of people came to see the Sox break the record. And at one point there was a play, and the people didn't like it, and some guy started, "Hey, sell the team." And the whole stadium picks up on it. Sell the team.
Oh,
it was
just
kind of sad. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
But
and they want a new stadium. They want.
I know.
Right.
If I knew him, I would say, look, a new stadium's a great idea, but how about, I don't know, a shortstop? Maybe just get a shortstop first and then build a bigger stadium.
Someone who can hit the ball to the outfield would be a good start.
Yeah.
But it was funny. It was funny because by winning the game, the Sox once again disappointed all their fans. We didn't get to see the record. So, but that was a funny
Barbara Mandrell story. So, did Erica come, Steve? Because I know
Erica and Joy came. Yeah,
they both came. We were let through the back. You know, entrance, the artist entrance. It was cool. We're backstage. You know, we just see Barbara Mandrell, but her manager was her father. Who was this tall guy who spoke through clenched teeth? And he says, "How are you boys?" Yeah, Southern guy. Now listen, you boys, you know, you didn't clean stuff. Just pretend like you're, in front of a church, and you know, on Sunday morning, just keep it clean. And Steve says,
What did I forget?
I'm Jewish. And his reaction was like this. And I thought, Steve, why'd you open your mouth? Well,
I just want to set it up an alibi that if I said something that was inappropriate at church on Sunday, it was because I'm Jewish and I never was on church on Sunday.
That's so funny.
Plausible dinner. But the upshot is we went up there. First of all, on the ride there, we're sitting there. Okay, what can we do? Oh, we could do this bit. That's just you and me. And that one bit, that's you and Linda. Why don't you do Linda's part and make it? And we're kind of like thinking 20 minutes. How can we fill up 20 minutes?
20 minutes. It was a revolving stage, which was sort of interesting for us.
Right.
And we offered rides, and people came on the stage, and they went around with us. And we had a blast. And then at that point, I think we decided, you know, we don't have to split the thing 5-6 ways.
Yeah, five ways. You know, 2 ways is much better than a 5-way split.
Yeah. That was your first gig, basically?
That was the first thing.
Wow, that's a great first gig story.
I think they said, what's the name of the act? And we know, it's Stephen Leo. You know, it wasn't show back then. It was. for the record, name-wise, we were the comedy team of Stephen Leo, but the guys who wrote the movies were Benvenuti Rudnick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
that differentiates, yes.
Yeah, because Stephen Leo would have been a little more vague, too.
Stephen Leo is just a bunch of hat comics writing movies. That's not impressive. But if you could get us a Benvenuti Rudnick, now you're young.
Murmur.
We got a lot of work because we on the road, we worked with comics, Tim Allen, Dennis Miller, Tom Arnold, Roseanne. We worked with them. And when they made it, they're like, well, Stephen Leo, they can write. You know, they seem to write. So we got a lot of gigs based on working with them on the road.
Wow, really?
Drew Carey, all these people, yeah. Jim Carrey.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I would think you guys would be hard to follow because those guys weren't probably huge stars at the time, or maybe they were.
They were all good. They were okay.
All right. You guys were like, I called you like the top of the Chicago comedy food chain when I started. Who were the Stephen Leos when you guys started? Who did you guys look up to?
Chicago?
Yeah. Or just in general.
Oh. Well, Chicago, Emo Phillips was always good from day one.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them. Ed Fiala, Paul Kelly. There's so many really good ones.
Yeah.
God, those guys were before you guys. Wow.
They were before, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're so old. It's hard to, it's hard for me to go back. You know, who the hell's older than me? God damn it.
Have you heard of Henny Youngman, Pete?
No, of course, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The oldest hippie in America.
Jimmy Wiggins.
Jimmy Wiggins.
All of them were just, I was very young. I think I always thought I was the youngest one at 17 when I started.
Holy smokes.
There was,
Joey
Gutierrez was younger. He was like 15 or 16. No wonder we hung out and liked each other, because it's like we related to the same cartoons.
That's
his
awesome.
His mom used to have to come.
Yeah, he used to drive him to comedy club.
They served liquor.
Don't you love that? Yeah. I think that's a great. She had to order his drinks for him.
Because he was a minor, he couldn't be in there without adult supervision. So
that's a great mom. Stephen Leo are here. Benvenuti Rudnick, if you will. They're going to stick around through the news, the award-winning Civic Media News here. And when we come back, I want to ask you guys about. The next chapter, moving to L.A., that'll be fun. Get you guys talking about that and all the awesome stuff you did out there. So we'll be right back with more Nightlight with Stephen Leo on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's our Popcorn Pick of the Week, brought to you by Poppin' Z's Popcorn. And I'm joined by Milwaukee filmmaker Ezekiel Drews and Festival Theater's Jesse March.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is New from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.